regular listeners to Destination Unlimited know of my love for the music of the Moody Blues. In their 1968 release, In Search of the Lost Chord, they presented a spiritual and musical journey to find what they called the Lost Chord, which turned out to be Om. Graham Edge's final lyric said, in part, "Two notes of the chord, that's our four-scope, but to reach the chord is our life's hope, and to name the chord is important to some, so they give it a word, and the word is Om." On first hearing in 1968, Om was familiar to me, having heard it chanted by older friends practicing meditation, but I was not aware of its Sanskrit origin or the deeply profound and meaningful nature of this ancient language. When I began my yoga practice in the 1980s, I learned and began to study Sanskrit chants, but my appreciation for the language came through the teachings of Vyas Houston, founder of the American Sanskrit Institute. I was privileged to attend some of his lectures where he shared that Sanskrit was the perfect language and the mother of all languages. What can some of the foundational lessons of Sanskrit bring to us in today's world? Can an understanding of Sanskrit help us to become more conscious and confident in this often worrisome and confusing world? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Sarah Main, says it can. Sarah's whole life has centered around studying, practicing, and teaching higher consciousness and self-awareness. In 1971, at the age of 10, she began her spiritual journey. She was introduced to mantra meditation and other spiritual disciplines and techniques. By 13, she was studying Sanskrit, and in her early 20s, she was teaching practical self-awareness, philosophy, meditation, and Sanskrit to both children and adults. For decades, she continued to deepen her understanding and experience of consciousness while engaged with practical world of family and work. A few years ago, seeing a need in the world, she was inspired to take all she had learned and reformulate it into a simple, enjoyable, and practical program of conscious confidence. Since then, Sarah has expanded her conscious confidence program into a full-length book, and she has coached individual clients and has presented her ideas to group seminars and business owners. Her website is consciousconfidence.com, and she joins me from Australia to discuss her just-published book, Conscious Confidence: Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success.